Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kristen. May I please have your zip code if others assist you?
Okay. Hi, ma'am. My name is Tamika Lowe, and I saw a debit in my account for this from you guys, and I'm just trying to find out, you know, what is this?
Okay, so we're a third-party customer support center. We sell products for many different companies, so I will have to locate an account for you first. I have something located with your phone number. Can you verify your shipping address for security purposes?
My address is 860 Burroughs Road.
Right. Your email address, TamikaLowe2013@gmail.com.
Uh-huh.
All right. Give me a moment. Let your account finish loading up, okay?
Okay. Look at that. Okay.
Okay, I'm showing that you ordered a tablet back on the 22nd of January where you paid to receive it for $7.95. When placing the order in the terms and conditions, it did state that you will be enrolled into the Gadgets membership campaign where you received a $125 e-gift card to your email for the charge that you're seeing for $54.97 a month.
No, that's not what I signed up for. Let me tell you the email that I got. I was supposed to be paying for shipping for that tablet, and that tablet was supposed to be free because I did a survey at Walmart. Now, if that's not the case, I want this canceled. I do not want you debiting my card. The only reason why I paid for the shipping because I thought the tablet was free.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So I'm getting the account canceled out for you. Now, you're not being billed for that tablet. That tablet is $7.95, but you could only receive it for that price by being enrolled into the Gadgets Club. But I'm getting this canceled out for you. Just bear with me one moment. I have to notate your account, okay?
Okay.
All right, I do have you canceled. I can provide you with your cancellation number when you're ready.
Okay, and what is this? Is this going to give me my money back?
This is going to cancel your subscription out. Technically, the charge is valid, but we can issue a 35% refund back to that $54.97.
No, ma'am, I want all my money back because I've already called my bank, and I did not authorize this.
So okay, so you've already disputed the charge.
I've already disputed it.
Okay, so what we'll need you to do, ma'am, is call back with your bank on the line to verify before we can issue a refund that they're willing to drop the dispute. But your account is canceled.
Because my bank is going to send this back to you. So it doesn't matter if I get my bank on the line or not. My bank knows me, and my bank knows that I'm credible. My bank don't know nothing about you, and I don't either.
Okay, are you ready for your cancellation number, ma'am?
Not you personally, but your company and the people that you're working for. But my thing is this right here. I was totally unaware of this. I did not know. Whatever happened, it did. It happened under my ignorance of what was going on when I signed up for this. I do not have $54 just to give somebody for some kind of gadget club. Ma'am, I have a family. And we're in the middle of a pandemic. So you can tell your company that I'm not paying for this. And you can go ahead and cancel it. And I hope this call is being recorded. Because I paid for a free laptop, for a free tablet. It said nothing about if I signed up for the Gadget Club. So your company can have the gadget. I want my money. Because
okay,
this
ma'am.
Can be dishwashing liquid. This can be gas for me. And no. I don't want this.
Okay. Well, being that you have filed a dispute, ma'am, I can't issue a refund unless the bank is on the line.
That's okay. You don't have to issue me. My bank's going to send this back anyway. Because
well, the charge has already came out of the account, ma'am.
No, it's pending at my bank. It ain't came out nothing. It's pending.
Okay.
So
well, yes, ma'am.
Go through,
okay. Well, ma'am, you must call back with your bank on the line for further assistance, ma'am.
Say what now?
You must call back with your bank on the line for further assistance.
Oh, well, I don't need you to further assist me. I'll take care of it.
Thank you for calling customer support.
Uh-huh.